Harper Audio presents The Man Without a Shadow by Joyce Carol Oates. Performed by Susan Hanfield. The annihilation is not the terror. The journey is the terror. Elihu Hoops. Chapter 1. Notes on Amnesia, Project EH, 1965 to 1996. She meets him. She falls in love. He forgets her. She meets him. She falls in love. He forgets her. She meets him. She falls in love. He forgets her. At last she says goodbye to him, 31 years after they first met. On his deathbed, he has forgotten her. He is standing on a plank bridge in a low-lying marshy place, with his feet just slightly apart and firmly on his heels to brace himself against a sudden gust of wind. He is standing on a plank bridge in this place that is new to him and wondrous in beauty. He knows he must brace himself. He grips the railing with both hands tight. In this place new to him and wondrous in beauty, yet he is fearful of turning to see, in the shallow stream flowing beneath the bridge, behind his back, the drowned girl. Naked, about 11 years old, a child, eyes open and sightless, shimmering in water, rippling water that makes it seem that the girl's face is shuddering, her slender white body, long white tremulous legs and bare feet, splotches of sunshine, water skaters, magnified in shadow on the girl's face. She will confide in no one. On his deathbed, he didn't recognize me. She will confide in no one. On his deathbed, he didn't recognize me, but he spoke eagerly to me, as he'd always done, as if I were the one bringing him hope. Hello. Bravely and very publicly, she will acknowledge, he is my life. Without E.H., my life would have been to no purpose. All that I have achieved as a scientist, the reason you have summoned me here to honor me this evening, is a consequence of E.H. in my life. I am speaking the frankest truth as a scientist and as a woman. She speaks passionately, yet haltingly. She seems to be catching at her breath, no longer reading from her prepared speech, but staring out into the audience with moist eyes, blinded by lights, puzzled and blinking. She can't see individual faces, and so might imagine his face among them. In his name, I accept this great honor, in memory of Elihu Hoops. At last, to the vast relief of the audience, the speech given by this year's recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award of the American Psychological Association has ended. Applause is quick and scattered through the large amphitheater like small flags flapping in a weak, wayward wind. And then, as the recipient turns from the podium, uncertain, confused, in belated sympathy, the applause gathers and builds into a wave, very loud, thunderous. She is startled. Almost for a moment she is frightened. Are they mocking her? Do they? No. Stepping blindly away from the podium, she stumbles. She has left behind the heavy and unwieldy 18-inch cut crystal trophy in the shape of a pyramid engraved with her name. Quickly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?